USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The White House is urging Congress to quickly raise the nation's debt limit to keep the U.S. from eventually defaulting on its payments.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
Those conditions that White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is referring to include Republican moves to use the debt ceiling as a way to force cuts in social programs. The U.S. is expected to hit the borrowing limit on Thursday. President Biden is frustrated with his administration's response to the discovery of classified documents in a former private office and in his Delaware home. NBC News is reporting that the president is also upset with the backlash he's receiving after the documents were found. Newly elected Representative George Santos has been awarded seats on two low-level committees after House Republicans debated where to put the New York congressman, who's facing mounting legal issues and growing calls to resign for extensively lying about his resume. Santos will sit on the Committee on Small Business and the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. He had lobbied to be placed on higher-profile committees. The husband of missing Massachusetts mom Anna Walsh now facing murder charges in her disappearance. Norfolk District Attorney Michael Morris.
The continued investigation has now allowed police to obtain an arrest warrant charging Brian Walsh with the murder of his wife. Mr. Walsh will be transported to the Quincy District Court for arraignment on the charge of murder.
Brian Walsh was initially arrested for lesser charges after police searched their home where they allegedly found a bloody knife and cleaning supplies. If you're delaying medical treatment due to its high cost, you're not alone. 38% of respondents to a new Gallup poll said they postponed undergoing medical treatment in 2022 because of the high cost of health care. Well, you can expect to see prices continue to rise. That's according to the CEO of one of the world's largest consumer goods companies. Unilever head Alan Jope made the comments during an interview at the World Economic Forum. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that it would be a bad idea if he ran for president. Trump called into the conservative podcast The Water Cooler.
So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me, so we'll handle that the way I handle things.
Several polls have shown DeSantis beating Trump in hypothetical matchups. President Biden welcomed the 2022 NBA champion Golden State Warriors to the White House.
You showed what you're all about. Heart. And hustle.
But it wasn't all celebration. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr took part in a roundtable discussion on gun violence with senior White House advisors. China's population is decreasing for the first time in 60 years. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported an 850,000 person decrease. China also facing a record low birth rate of 6.77 per thousand. The United Nations is predicting that India will surpass China's population by the end of this year. Actor Vin Diesel isn't going to be starring in Avatar sequels after all. News of Diesel's casting in the franchise started back in 2019 after he posted a video on Instagram from the set of Avatar with director James Cameron. Producer John Landau told Empire Magazine Diesel is a fan and was just visiting the set to see the movie being made. Actress Sally Field set to receive the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award next month. Field will be the 58th recipient of the Guild's highest honor that has gone to the likes of Betty White, Robert De Niro, and Helen Mirren. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.